With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his autobiographical novel, The Great Pretender, James Atlas writes of a precocious young man, clearly Atlas himself, who juggles a dream to become a famous writer while also trying to understand and reconcile his relationships. A key section of The Great Pretender is set at Harvard, where the character of Ben studies under a renowned poet named Morgan Ames, who is clearly the late Robert Lowell. Here's James Atlas.
There's no point in being coy about the identity in this case, because I had actually published a chapter of this in The Atlantic as autobiography.
In altering Lowell slightly for the novel, James Atlas decided that a writer cannot casually take a real-life character and drop him into a fictional context.
People do, but it did take on a quality of invention, and I didn't feel that I had the right to put Lowell in my fantasies.
James Atlas recalls his excitement when the Harvard catalog was sent to his home in Evanston, Illinois, and he discovered the great poet was actually teaching in Cambridge.
I'd never met any living writer, and the idea that one could simply go and study with someone whose work I'd read so assiduously in high school just seemed impossible to me.
When James Atlas arrived at Harvard, he found it was no easy task to gain entry into Robert Lowell's class.
When you showed up on the first day for the seminar, the room was jammed. There must have been 100 people there, and he could only take 10 or 12.
But Atlas applied again and did get into the class, later discovering there was a deeper access to Lowell and the poet's unpublicized Wednesday morning office hours and his highly selective lunches. Like his character Ben, James Atlas went on to Oxford and then to Time magazine as a staff writer. The Great Pretender, published by Athenaeum, is his first novel. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Great Pretender by James Atlas is a novel of post-adolescence and is so clearly autobiographical that Atlas admits he started it as a memoir. Like his character Ben, Atlas grew up in an intellectual household in Evanston, Illinois, and went on to Harvard and Oxford. There's a lot of explicit sex in The Great Pretender, but Atlas says there's a reason for it.
Everyone's adolescence has certain universal qualities of tawdry, disappointing sexual episodes or sexual failures.
Atlas says his hero Ben is under heavy pressure because of the permissive sexual attitude of the 1960s.
The girls in the book are very much composite figures, and there's a lot of what one commentator in Chicago recently called wishful thinking. I don't want anyone to think that I actually lived the kind of risque life that this character leads.
Too bad.
I was always home studying.
Like Ben, James Atlas felt a certain alienation at Harvard.
I didn't feel that kind of intense kinship with the college that so many people do. It just seemed to me like a place where you learned a great many social skills and learned how to get a job.
But Atlas, like Ben, did study poetry under Robert Lowell, named Morgan Ames in the novel, and edit the Harvard Literary Magazine. It became clear to James Atlas while in Cambridge that he wanted to write.
I had no idea how you become a writer, even after I graduated. The practical aspect of making a living and figuring out how to support yourself and how to publish your work eluded me for many years.
James Atlas did write a published biography of the poet Delmar Schwartz, went on to work for Time, The Atlantic, and The New York Times, and to produce a first novel, The Great Pretender, published by Athenaeum. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.